Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we want to conclude our discussion of what it means to have eternal life in us. If you've been with us for the past however many weeks, 6 or 7 weeks here, we've gone into great detail about what happens when a person becomes a Christian. We receive eternal life. Something comes into us that was not in us before. And we've covered a lot of ground. This week, I want to repeat some things, pull some things together, and add some information and get us to a good concluding point. We are talking about learning to see ourselves as we truly are in relation to God so that we can demonstrate the will of God in our life. We're born of God. Through the new birth, we have become literal, actual sons and daughters of God. Through receiving eternal life, we now have the same life in us that Jesus lived and walked by when he was on this earth. We have made the point that salvation is transformational. The ultimate goal of salvation is to turn unrighteous, unholy sinners into holy, righteous sons and daughters of God. That's the point. That's what God is working on through salvation. It's more than just getting your sins forgiven. It's more than staying out of hell. It's more than going to heaven. Although all those things are involved in salvation, the ultimate goal of salvation is to turn unrighteous, unholy sinners into holy, righteous sons and daughters of God. And Jesus is the pattern for God's family. We've emphasized this point over this series. God, Jesus is God become a man without ceasing to be God. While on earth, he did not live as God. He lived as a man in dependence on the eternal life of God, his Father, in him. John 5:26 says, "For as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself." And we ask the question, why in the world would God the Father have to give God the Son eternal life? Well, because God the Son, although he was fully God when he was on earth, he didn't live as God. He became fully man without ceasing to be God and lived as a man in dependence on eternal life in his human spirit, which is what you and I have because we're born again, eternal life in our spirit to enable us to live and walk as sons and daughters of God. Jesus said in John 6:57, "I live by the Father." In his earth walk, Jesus showed us what holy, righteous sons and daughters of look, excuse me, Jesus showed us what holy, righteous sons and daughters of God look like. Our destiny is to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. We could do the whole lesson just on that. Romans 8:29 says that God foreknew us, knew us before he ever formed the earth, before we ever existed, and he predestined us, or decided beforehand, he predestined us to be conformed to the image of his Son. His plan for your life is that you be made like Jesus in character and power and in holiness and love. Now, Jesus died on the cross to pay the price for our sin so that it could be removed, opening the way for God to transform us from sinners into sons and daughters like Jesus. See, I just quoted Romans 8:29, "For whom he did foreknow, he did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son." Verse 30 goes on to say, "Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified." See, Jesus, well, let me say it this way. This passage right here in a nutshell explains how God transforms sinners into sons, how God turns unrighteous, unholy men and women who are children of the devil into holy, righteous sons and daughters that are his. He called us the idea there is he invited us into this plan. He justified us. To be justified means to be acquitted. When you're acquitted, all charges are dropped because there's no evidence you did anything wrong. See, if you get forgiven, you did it, but I choose not to retaliate and give you what you deserve for what you did. If you get pardoned, you really did it, but we don't enforce the penalty of your crime. But when you are acquitted, all charges are dropped because there's no evidence of wrongdoing. Through the cross, we've been justified or acquitted. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 says, all the charges that were against us were nailed to the cross and consequently blotted out. Now that we're acquitted or made as if we never sinned through the cross, we can be glorified. He calls us, he justifies us, he glorifies us. Now that we've been acquitted or justified, we can be glorified. To be glorified means to be made alive with the uncreated eternal life of God in every part of our being. When we believe on Jesus, acknowledge him as Savior and Lord, we are born again, or born from above. Born of God. John 3 verses 3 and 5, Jesus said, except a man be born again, or born from above is what it says literally, except a man be born from above, he cannot see or enter the kingdom of God. First John chapter 5 verse 1 says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And John chapter 1 verses 12 and 13 say, but as many as received Jesus, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. When we believe on Jesus, we're born of God. At that moment, God puts eternal life into our innermost being, or our spirit, and we become partakers of his life, the uncreated life in God himself, eternal life. We are united to the life in God through union with Christ. 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 says, and this testimony is that God has given us eternal life, and this life is given through union with his Son. Three-word pictures are used in Scripture to describe the believer's relationship to Christ, and all of them depict union and shared life. Vine and branch, head and body, husband and wife. This life is not a future event. Christians mistakenly think that when Scripture refers to us receiving eternal life through the new birth, it means receiving the right to live in heaven with God forever. And we are going to live in heaven with God forever. But that's not what it means to be born of God, to become a branch of the vine, to be united to the life in God. No, the eternal life that we receive is the very life that's in God. We're united to God through Jesus, as truly as a branch is joined to a vine, and become a partaker of the life in the vine. This life is not a future event. It is a present tense possession. If you are born again, there is something in you that was not in you before you believed on Jesus. And the entrance of this life into your spirit has produced a tremendous transformation in your makeup. See, that's the goal of salvation, transformation. You were dead in your trespasses and sins. Although you were physically alive, you were lacking eternal life in your spirit. But now you are alive with, living by, or because of the life of God in you. Christianity is more than receiving forgiveness of sins. It is receiving a new nature, the very life of God, and becoming a literal son or daughter by birth. The condition of your spirit is the basis of your identity. Before you were saved, before you were born again, you were a sinner by nature. you weren't a sinner because of what you did. You were a sinner because of what you were. What you did came out of what you were. Your nature was contrary to God. It was a sin nature. You were a sinner because of the condition of your spirit, but your nature has been changed through the entrance of eternal life into your human spirit. You are now a son or daughter of God. You've been born of God. You are a son now, not because you're good, not because you earned it, but because of the condition of your spirit. The condition of your spirit is the basis of your identity. Now, we still have unchanged parts to our makeup. Our mind must be renewed and our emotions must be purified. Our body must be brought under the control of our recreated spirit. The new birth did not directly affect our mind, our emotions, and our body. But the unchanged parts are not the basis of our identity. The basis of your identity and my identity is our spirit. God deals with you and me on the basis of our true identity. We are born of Him through the new birth in consequence of faith in Christ. The entrance of eternal life into your spirit is the beginning of a process that will ultimately transform your entire being, conforming you fully to the image of Jesus Christ or glorifying you in every part of your being. Because we are born of God, we will go to heaven when we die. Absolutely. But because we are born of God, we now have in us an unceasing source of life to continually enable us to walk as Jesus walked. Jesus is in us by His life to produce outward evidence of the life within. In other words, to produce fruit. Whatever is in that life is in you now because His life is in you, and it can potentially show up outwardly. God, in His sovereignty, has chosen to work in our lives by His grace through our faith. Although God's strength is in us because we're born of God, He will not automatically be strength to us unless we believe Him to be strength to us. When we believe God's word that we in our spirit are strong, righteous, patient, loving, healed, God, by His life in us, does the work of building that reality into our soul and body. We'll talk more tomorrow. Amen.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619. 19.